laughable Wade Hampton Show.
PJ. This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
How much you torment yourself? You're struggling about your security. You're struggling about how you're going to make it. And the Lord said, what are you struggling? The manger said, what's wrong with them? The price has already been paid. They were made a little lower than me and they still don't get it. Now I understand why Jesus said the disciple was slow learner, because so are we. We are slow to learn the plan of salvation and what God accomplished for all of us. We are slow to understand his magnificent plan. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's got everything to do with what Christ has already done for you. And if he has already done it, what in the world are you hoping for? He's already accomplished it. Jesus paid it all. Inclusive for you as well as for me. For our assurance of salvation is not only possible, it is what God desires for us to possess in our mind and in our heart. Oh, yes. What's in your heart? What is truly in your heart will ultimately come out of you, because it's all about what you are. Yeah. And if what's in you is that stuff that does not please him, the Lord says, I've got the Holy Spirit to work on that. Yeah. And our God does not want you and I to live with doubt or uneasiness concerning his love for us, our God's ability to keep us to the end of time. Stop doubting and just believe. I'm reminded of Thomas, who said, I won't believe unless I can see and touch the nail prints in his hand. I won't believe. And the Lord said, Thomas, come here. Touch me, handle me. Just believe. That's what the Lord is asking us today about salvation. I need you to just believe. Don Whitley wrote in his book, The Assurance of Salvation, he said, if the governor pardons a death row criminal, he will tell him that he is pardoned. He will not wait and allow the trauma to tell the condemned man that he's pardoned. When God pardons us and adopt us into his family, he doesn't want us to hide our new status from us until the day we stand before him. God wants us to know that we are pardoned. As believers, we won't stand before him condemned. We stand before him for rewards. Because the price for our salvation has already been met. If a governor can pardon, or if a governor can reassure a pardoned prisoner behind bars, don't you think the Lord can reassure you and me? Here's why. The Apostle Paul penned it this way in Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor things, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can be persuaded that nothing can separate us from God's love, and nothing can separate us from heaven. We can be persuaded. He is able to keep what he has committed to us. We can be persuaded that what he has committed to us will be given to us. We can know what we know, and we can know whom we believe in. Stop doubting and believe. Antioch, we have the assurance, and I'm reminded of the thief on the cross when he said, Jesus said, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. That's an assurance. My brothers and sisters, what do you know about this man who came over 40 in two generations? What do you know about this man who was born to die? What do you know about your personal walk of salvation? What do you know when you came into the church and became a baptized, born-again believer? What do you know about this man called Jesus who came, who suffered and died, who was resurrected and now sits at the right hand of God the Father? What do you know? And what is your testimony? And what is your witness to him who lives forever at the right hand, interceding on your behalf and mine? Come to the Father when the enemy comes against us and say, he has done this or she have done that. And Jesus stand up but say, look at my nails and my hand. I've already paid the price. Salvation is paid price full, paid in full what Jesus has accomplished for us. My brothers and sisters, stop doubting and just believe. If you know your salvation is real, if you've been bought with a price, stop allowing the enemy to say that you are not worthy of heaven. For he will never get there because he is the one that messed up. Can I come back parenthetically and tell you this? Hell was never prepared for you and I, but for the enemy who warred against the Lord. But those who will follow him, but those who will look like him, but those who will fight against God Almighty, was hell prepared for. Do you know you grieve the Holy Spirit every time? We know, and we know what is right, because in us is an inherent nature that God placed in us. An inherent nature to do right from what is wrong. We have an inherent nature to look just like our Creator. If we were made a little lower than the angel, we ought to know who made us and who created us. But there's something about that free will that allows us to come against our Maker and our Creator. And that baffles the angels in heaven, because we should know who we serve. And the enemy is doing his business. And when we think about what the Lord has done, when we think about this plan of salvation, it was a mystery. Because that angel who thought he knew did not know. He was not omniscient, knowing all things. God is omniscient. He knows all things. Had the enemy knew what the plan of salvation entailed, had he knew that the blood of Jesus would pay the price, it was the blood of Jesus that covers you and I. It was the blood of Jesus that freed you and I. It was the blood of Jesus that reconciled you and I. It was the blood of Jesus that redeemed you and I. It was the blood of Jesus that gave us life It was the blood of Jesus that covers us. It's the blood of Jesus that did it all. And when you got the blood covering you, the Lord God says, I will not look through the blood. I will see my son's blood covering you. And that blood covers you and cleanses you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, my children in YOA know it. I told them to remember it. It says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was once lost. I was once blind. But thank God for John 3:6. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have a lasting life. When we think about what the Lord has done, my soul looked back and wonder how I made it over. My soul looked back and wonder how I'm here today. But thank God for the blood. Thank God for the resurrected son who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they hung him high, and they lifted him up wide. And he said, Father, forgive them. And that's the story. And if you did not know, now you know. For when you stand before our Heavenly Father one day, for your rewards, he will bless you according to his divine purpose, and he will bless you according to his riches and glory. And now we know our salvation is real. The doors of the church are open. Stop questioning, stop doubting, and just believe.
Yeah. Believe.
Don't allow the enemy to rob you of your blessed hope. Don't let him torment you and tell you that you are not heaven bound. He's not heaven bound, but you are. The day you say yes to the Lord,
yes,
the Lord says, welcome into my family.
Yes, sir.
Your name was written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yes, sir.
And if your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, you will live with the Lord forever.
Yes.
Stop doubting.
Yes.
And believe.
I believe.
What the Lord's word has said, for his word,
yes,
is a lamp unto our feet,
yes,
and it's a light unto our path. Do you believe? You may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. Will you come today?
To you.
The Lord said, someone came in searching and seeking.
Withholding.
Searching and seeking this plan of salvation.
Withholding nothing.
If that's you this morning, my brother or my sister,
will
you come down and say yes to the Lord? Don't look at mom, dad, sister, brother, husband, cousin. This is personal. And the Lord made it that way for you. If he died personally for you, he wants you to surrender personally to him.
Withholding nothing.
Amen.
Will you come and say yes?
Withholding nothing.
Yes, Lord.
I surrender.